Those of us who are here, so this got stimulated by an application from Kaya Wellness Center, who currently offers yoga on the beach at 8 to 9 in the morning. On the beach off of Sweet Street, and they thought that they would like to offer massage on the beach every day during summer in a number of tents on the beach, and this stimulated some discussion about whether or not that was an appropriate activity for the town to sponsor, and B, if we in fact want to set kiosks up on the beach, and see if the answer to that was yes, what kind of a process should we put in place to determine, you know, what conditions might be appropriate for that activity, what kinds of activities might be appropriate to provide. And we have a conditional use approval process where people will come to the Planning Commission, and the Planning Commission will see what conditions might be appropriate to protect the health, safety, and welfare of the community, and then makes a recommendation to the town commissioners for approval or not with a set of conditions. The beach is not a zoning district. That process doesn't really obtain. We have code outside of the zoning code, chapter 65 of the town code, is labeled beach, and that talks about, to some extent, talks about commercial activities on the beach. Also, it doesn't discuss any processes or how you get from an idea to something happening on the beach. And so this point is, I hope, for the Planning Commission to get public input and have a discussion about should we permit commercial activities on the beach or not, and if we do, what kind of process should we put in place for approving or not, and what kinds of activities we might want to consider putting into that. And one comment that I got was a note about what Bethany does. Dewey, right now, kind of in an ad hoc fashion, got into a situation with yoga on the beach. It's one person, five people. It moves around a little depending on space and dogs and things. And it's, as I said, from 8 to 9. Bethany has a number of, has yoga on the beach and Pilates on the beach. I don't know, some kind of other Zumba. Exercise.
Zumba
on the beach in the time between 7 and 9 a.m. before the beach activities, organized beach activities, before the lifeguards come on duty. But none of them have kiosks and tents and fixed locations and stuff like that. So we would be interested in public input.
So can I start with a question about Alyssa Felder, Caroline Street? So we currently have beach concessions that rent umbrella and chairs, and we have Planet Ice that goes up and down the beach. Do we have other businesses that are being like lawfully conducted on the beach, other than the yoga?
As far as I know, yoga on the beach is a one-off. It's 1 hour. It's one person, whoever comes.
Do they pay a license fee?
They pay a license fee. The concessionaire is the activity of the concessionaire is actually covered under Chapter 65 in the beaches, and there's a process, and it's put out for bid, and there's contracts, and you know, all of that. And I believe that Planet Ice operates under the concessionaire's envelope.
So Lyman actually, so Planet Ice operates under Lyman?
I believe that's true. And
they have a
subcontract. I believe. Okay. Sure. And that's the full extent of what's currently
And I believe
conducted.
That the Alley-Oop Skin Camp also operates under a subcontract or something to the beach concessionaire. Dale's shaking his head, but former Commissioner Dale Cook's shaking his head, but that's what I was told. But I'm not aware of any other. I mean, there are one-off events. I mean, there was a fundraiser for the Inland Bays in New Orleans at Katrina, and there's a few others.
Skateboarding contests, egg scoops, no holiday events.
But those are kind of like one-off events, right now.
Okay, well, I don't want to necessarily speak again, but
it's because you did raise the point that we do have the concessionaire, which I view as being distinct, because the concessionaire provides for everybody on the beach, beach-related things, and I think is a real benefit to tens of thousands of people.
I just want to make sure that we already have a clear distinction between what is being allowed and under what circumstances is being allowed versus opening up the beach to other, commercial enterprises that may not provide services to the public in general. And I, my predilection is to be opposed to doing that because I think once you do open that up, it's a very slippery slope about who gets approved and how and under what circumstances and what they pay and who they pay. And it's just, it's a giant, it will open up a giant can of worms. And I don't think that that's the reason that we all come to this beach town to enjoy the beach, is to see it get carved up commercially. So, thank you.
This lady said everything. Steve Hayes of Chesapeake Street. This lady said everything that I agree with. The beauty of the beach is, theoretically, no one can mess it up. And to open that door with any kind of commercialization, it would be a huge mistake.
Stephanie,
do you want to go?
Stephanie, how? I do have, nobody here loves a massage more than I do. I have a lot about massages. I really am, you can ask my husband. The thing is that I also have some concerns about what doors this is opening up and what the long-term effect is going to be. One of the most fabulous things about Dewey Beach is it's unspoiled beach. It is absolutely unsurpassed in any of the towns around here. The other thing that makes this really special and really stands out, and I know this as not just living here 60 years, but also have a rental property because we love this town so much, we decided that we would invest in it. One of the things that makes us stand out and so lovely is that it has a pristine beach that still allows dogs. And it's a real draw, and it's something that we love about it for our family of dogs. So my concern is this. If you have something going on commercially from 7 to 9 a.m., and I don't by itself object to that, then you're affecting something that really is a draw here and something that attracts many of us here, whether you're a dog owner or not. The other part of it is I do also have some concerns about what other doors this sets a precedent. We don't want to see our beautiful beach and the calmness that you see on the beach, other than just special events, which are fine and wonderful. You don't want to see the general atmosphere of the beach destroyed because we opened up something. And I think that, I'm not saying that I'm against it, but I am saying we would have to be very careful on where we draw the lines.
Thank you.
I just want to point out that I want to add to what we discussed. I don't know the clear definition between what's commercial and not, but I was a sitting commissioner when we approved Movies on the Beach as an example, or Bonfires on the Beach, the Monday Tuesday night activity. Now, we just talked about we approved it as commissioners, we approved it, but I want to point out that in the code, it says that commercial activity can be approved, a business license can be approved by the commissioners. That's what I believe it says in the code. I don't believe that there's a lot of definition on what would enable them or prohibit them from doing anything. I think this is an interesting conversation, and I think that you all might do well to come up with a set of thoughts, policies, etc. Right now, Mike, I think as you know, we have zoning districts around town, but the beach is not a zoning district. So it's not really a zoning issue, per se, right now. And I think that there is a kind of a limbo area where, as town manager, I am not authorized to approve any beach business license for any activity on the beach, because it says only the commissioners. But the commissioners don't really have a guideline as to what to do other than their judgment. And I think there might, part of this conversation, might need to be, do we want any? What is the process and what would the guidelines be? Nobody knows, other than just sort of wing it, what our policies are.
Yeah, I mean, this whole discussion has opened up to me what's called a slippery slip. Not saying the line people would do this, but if he has the concession or the license to run a concession on the beach, could another activity be added to his license?
No. Just an example, he has a contract with public documents.
Okay.
But among other things, it goes on to say what items he's permitted to sell.
Okay.
So he can't just...
He can't add to his license.
He can't add what he sells, and he can't sublet at... He can't contract out.
That's good.
So that's in his contract. It's a 5-year contract,
okay,
which I believe expires at the end of next summer.
And does he have to bid on that? Is that open for bids?
It's open to bid. Okay. There's a bidding process, public bidding process.
Okay.
He won the bid. I wasn't a commissioner when that bid came in, but he has the bid, and I get very few complaints about his activities.
Oh yeah.
As a matter of fact, I don't think I've gotten any.
Okay.
How much do they pay for the concession?
I believe they pay $68,000 per summer. And I want to point out that not only does the town get $68,000 per summer, but he is obligated to supply X number of trash cans and empty those trash cans every day. Every day. So when you see his trucks going up and down picking up trash, that is what he gets to do in addition to giving us the $68,000. So it's a decent amount of money coming into the town.
What you were saying about the bonfires and the movie theater, I think of the beach as community property. And another way of thinking about it as community property, what you're offering, what these movies are, is for the community. They can come in and enjoy it as a community versus selling your services on the beach.
My only point was that with the movies, every now and then we get complaints that it's too loud, or there's too many people on my street, or we like, it's hard to please everyone.
Well, you have 4th of July parades in town. Some people, where I live, there's a big Italian festival every year, and if you live anywhere within a mile of it, you can't find a parking spot. And but that's the way it is. It's a community thing.
Yeah, but I think what was said earlier about the slippery slope, or about we don't want to over or under regulate. I think most people would say that movies on the beach are a good thing.
Oh yeah,
it's good imaging. It's value oriented.
I know people live in Bethany come to see it.
Right. So I think the art is figuring out what we would like and what's not. I just don't know that in our current code, the commissioners are the ones that issue license for business activities on the beach.
Well, David, maybe we should think about offering suggestions on what services should be allowed on the beach.
I mean, Mark and I have talked some about this, and surprisingly, we disagree on some of the fundamental issues. I don't think movies on the beach is a commercial activity. I don't think the beach cleaning is a commercial activity. These are activities that the town has taken upon itself and basically look to a surrogate to provide those services, and if they pay for them, they pay for them, as opposed to somebody who wants to be a vendor coming in and setting up a store on the beach to augment their distribution chain. But then that's the issue of how, a definition of commercial activity.
You have to define
that.
It clearly there's a question of what are we talking about in terms of definitions, and I understand that the code says that the commercial activities have to be approved by the town commissioners, but then conditional use have to be approved, can only be approved by the town commissioners, but there's a process for that that includes recommendations from the planning commission, and there is no process laid out
and I think that might be able to be fixed if we consider having the beach or public, and then Bay Beach is included in this, to be a zoning district, or at least have a bridge to the zoning code. And I think that gives you all the that allows conditional use to come in. That allows for another layer. My concern is I don't want the commissioners to be caught in deer in the headlights when somebody comes in with an application for a business activity. They don't know the basis for which how they will make decisions or how to get public opinion. It shouldn't be a one-off thing. We should develop a policy, I believe. And I think it's good coming from you all to anybody else.
Yeah.
There's a couple questions you need to ask. Number one, very first thing is what contract is that actually, what does the contract actually say that allows Chesnier to be on the beach? Does it say that he has exclusive rights to anything on the beach? Does it say that skimboarders have to pay him to run their camp on the beach, which I've been told they're doing that? But when I was a commissioner, I hate to put it that way, but when I was a commissioner, it was never understood that way. The commissioners had the right to authorize. And as long as you were not delivering a product that the beach concessionaire delivered, then he had no say in the matter. Now I'm told that that's not true. Well, if the contract has changed, or he's just bullying his way through it, I don't know. It depends on what the contract says. But also need to know what the contract says about the beach concessionaire authorizing other people. Because if it says he's allowed to authorize other people, which it must because he's got Planet Ice out there as a subcontractor or as part of his business, one or two, then the town doesn't have a lot to say about what he authorizes unless it says that in the contract.
Mark, yeah. do you know what the contract allows him to do as far as commercial activity?
I think so. I didn't bring the contract with me, but I'd be happy to it's a public document.
Well,
let me finish
what I said. It's all in the past, whether that was right or wrong. In the past, it was always the town manager who was approached by someone, and the town manager then approached the commissioners, and they said yes or no. That was the process. It's great that we're thinking about expanding that process, because I think something along the lines of a conditional use process for this type of thing would be a great set of circumstances to run it. I don't think it's a zoning issue at all. They've asked you to recommend a process, and I would hope that process initiates with the town manager through the commissioners.
Thank you. Yes.
My name is Jason Wilson. My family owns property here in Dewey Beach, Delaware, and I also own Alley-Oop, which is a skimboarding service on the beach and also a retail store. I agree there needs to be a more defined process for getting permits, because I've been approved a number of different ways to run my skim camp. All of the above have been mentioned. and we've been doing it for about 7 years. It's changed just about every year with town managers and commissioners and different beach concession contractors. So I would like to see a clear process. It would make my life a lot easier for planning. I don't think it's a zoning issue, and I don't understand it to be a zoning issue. I don't want the beach to be in a zone that personally gets decided on. I think I don't think the beach should be a zone that's regulated by the Planning and Zoning Commission, personally. Not exactly familiar with the conditional use process, but it sounds like something that could be modified in a way that the commission and the town manager could use it, similar to how planning and zoning uses conditional use. Because I don't want to see the beach super commercialized. I don't want to see a line of jet skis up and down the beach. I don't want to see drinks being, you know, served by waitresses and stuff. But I do think there are tasteful activities for the beach. And so I think there's a little bit of a gray area with deciding what gets allowed to be done on the beach. So it's not necessarily a black and white thing. So I think it's something that does need to be brought in front of the commission and considered with the town manager and pitched by the business that's doing it to explain why they're good for the beach and the town. I know there's been studies for marketing the town that health and wellness and activities are a good thing for the town, good marketable way for the town. So I'd like to see more activities that stimulate, you know, health and wellness in the town and not necessarily just commercializing the beach. I think commercialization of the beach is it's a broad term and it can be looked at a bunch of different ways. But personally, I make my living here in Dewey Beach, and if we're going to be getting overregulated with permits and processes, I might not be able to make my living here in Dewey Beach like my three generations before had, and I would be moving somewhere else or looking for a new line of business. So that's just my comment. I'd just like to see a clear direction towards getting through those businesses. And it was real difficult to watch the lady from yoga, Kaya Yoga, at the town meeting do all her work to present it, to only find out that wasn't the proper channel to get approved. Or maybe it was, but for them to not make a decision 2 weeks before Memorial Day for this lady that's going to provide a service that I think was beneficial to the beach. So I think that's all my thoughts at the moment. I'm definitely open to the discussion for anybody.
Final comment?
The thing that bothers me about us going down this route of procedures is when you're assuming that we should leave the council, the commissioners, the ability to regulate this. If we close the door and said no commercialization, you don't need procedures, you don't need decisions, you don't need people coming to ask for it, you don't have exceptions. So what would be the process if the town wanted to say, no, there's no commercialization, there's no commission? Having the commissioners with that power scares me to death, frankly. So is there a process of getting that change on it? How do you do that?
Yes, there is a section in the code. I was trying to get it, find it, but there's a provision in the code that says the commissioners can approve a business license for beach activity. And what would need to happen then, we would need to change that to say there's no commercial activity on the beach.
But have to change it? Do the commissioners have to change it?
Okay, yes, but I think that they would be. Well, I think they're looking for feedback from planning and zoning on this very issue.
Other than this gentleman who's making his living that way, and I understand his position, all the other input was saying no commercialization. So I hope that you wouldn't go down the procedure path, but recommend that we don't have any commercial.
I want to clarify one thing for folks. The Lyman contract is commercial activity. So I just want to be clear that is commercial activity on the beach, being able to rent an umbrella, a chair, buy a hot dog, or get a soda. So, you know, people just need to, I don't think people are trying to ban that, so I just want people to kind of think through whether it's really no commercial activity or they just want to be very tight about what commercial activity is.
So what I think I hear, and what I would like to do is, the Planning Commission has been asked by the town commissioners for some feedback, and I think And so I will draft a short letter as a report from the Planning Commission that will say we think that there's a lot of opposition, public opposition to new commercial activities on the beach, that it's not clear what constitutes either an appropriate commercial activity, there is no existing process, and that the Planning Commission would like to spend some time and have public hearings. This is not a formal public hearing. We would like to have notice public hearings on this issue and draft what might be a code amendment or a resolution or an ordinance to deal with this issue. And at this point, we don't recommend any new commercial activities. Give us a chance to work this out and come back.
That's going to, what David's saying is going to, in the end, for anybody's going to still be here, is going to hear a little bit what I'm going to say about the administrative provisions, where the committees need time. We need information and time to review what somebody's proposing. They just can't decide in the middle of May, I want to get started with Memorial Day, and expect us to understand and give intelligent answers. And that's part of what a group of us have been studying in the administrative provisions, how to properly put that in the code and how much time we need. And each applicant has to provide to us to review their information. One question for you. Would you be happier if, say, somehow we put in the provisions or thought about all existing activities are grandfathered? In other words, if you have skinboarding on the beach, if you have this alley, you're sitting now, it's grandfathered.
Of course, that's appealing to me.
Okay.
I think skinboarding has some deep roots in here in Dewey Beach and brings a lot of money and business to the town. So I think that would be a valid thing to do, and I would personally like that.
Right. But this gets the cart before the horse. I mean,
yeah. Also, please consider Bay Beaches, because we have more Bay Beaches now. And there are activities that are questionable whether they're commercial. So somebody might come to me, somebody came to me this week and said, I want to perform a wedding. They want to have their wedding on Van Dyke Street, the public beach on West Street, on Van Dyke Street. And then they wanted to know if they could bring some type of amplified on there. And every issue becomes more problematic. And I don't really have a guideline of when to say yes and no. And that's really what I mean. I think we should be right now, your point is right now, if a business enterprise were to come in and open up a shop on the beach, the commissioners, by a free vote, could say yes.
No.
And then it's there. And I don't know that that's, I think there needs to be a different process.
So Mike, you guys okay with it?
I think myself, David, the process you pointed out where we do some public hearings and I think, some type of Chapter 65 code modification recommendation, even though it's not something we normally do. We do planning and zoning. But if that's the path you're talking about and some type of grandfathering or listing what we want as a town on that beach as far as commercial, whatever it may be, so you have guidance, you'll be able to refer to that so you're not randomly making decisions that are non-transparent and people question that. I mean, I'd want to be right here. The questions you're asking are exactly what I'd be asking if I was town manager. Hey, where's some guidance and some guidelines that have been through a process?
So I'm with you on that. For the commissioners as well.
What's that?
For the commissioners as well.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah, I think my thoughts have been captured at this point. I think it's simplistic. My name's Rich Boyer. I live in Chesapeake, Sea Strand. I think it's not a yes or no commercialization or no commercialization. The reality is we have commercialization. And what I hear town manager Mark saying would be helpful to him and to the commissioners is that some guidelines. So I think I'm not comfortable saying that you all heard a majority of folks against commercialization. We've got a room with four people who have said no. We've got one business owner. I'm not a business owner here, and I'm open to commercial activities that are congruent with the nature and tenor of the beach. Now, obviously, nobody wants a lot of commercial activities, but I think we can put some guidelines and process in play that allows us to do that. That's not a simple knee-jerk reaction, no commercialization.
And I think everybody values the fact that we have the concession
Absolutely, yeah.
Frank.
I think the comment that the beach belongs to everyone, that whole idea, shouldn't be forgotten, because the mall in Washington, D.C. went through this, and they finally had to just stop. They had people renting it this end to that end. They had people selling T-shirts this end that were in front of, you know, inappropriate things. That it went on for years until just recently. They got, that's it, you know, they had the Folklife Festival, and they have the inauguration, and they have a few limited protests that are allowed at a certain part of the mall. They gave up the flea market routine because the mall belongs to all of us, all of us in this country. It was the same feeling. If we all start parceling it out, and it'll just be a flea market. Is that, you don't want that on the beach. So how do you keep it from going, belonging to everybody, pristine, happy kids being able to be in the beach, to a flea market? So you have to reach a medium of remembering that it is a different zone. It is, in a way, it belongs to everybody.
I agree with what she says about that flea market idea. It's not a black and white thing. You know, there's some businesses that are going to work and they're going to benefit and they're going to jive with the town, and there's some that aren't. And I think it needs to be decided by the people in power, the town manager, the commissioner, and should be opened up for public opinion. And if a business is strong enough, they'll make it through that process.
Yeah. Good. I just want you to remember, Walter, something I said at the last town meeting. There was a time when lots of people didn't want the skimboarders and didn't want expanded skimboarding camps and tournaments and that type of thing, because it took away from the beach. And lots of older people like me at the time, I didn't say it, but people my age at that time, said, those young people, they're taking over everything, they're disturbing my beach time. And now we love the skimboarders. We want the camp. We want the tournaments. So remember, what you think is new and different might not be necessarily wrong. It just has to be regulated in a way that it's not oppressive and yet still allows something to happen.
Okay, so the last word on this, the other thing I think we all need to consider is that there is competition for space on the beach. There was a comment that somebody made about dogs versus morning activities on the beach, and certainly if we have 30,000 people on the beach in summer, I don't think we want to be allocating, you know, 400 square feet to a commercial enterprise that services three or four people during the course of the day, and as opposed to volleyball courts. Or
other than the line of stands, I don't think there's anything that controls your camps run from an hour or two in the morning.
Yeah, we found a good way to do it. We do start at 8, you know, pretty early, and then we have a little pop up 10 by 10, but it's down by 11 right after the guards are on, and we try to do it when the beach is less crowded. Right. And that's with our private lessons and free clinics as well.
Thank you. Sorry.
No problem.